there and there we're going to start planting some stuff for the spring garden. So carrots, tomatoes.
Ashley Turk is navigating her way through a brand new greenhouse in the courtyard at Waukon High School in the northeast corner of Iowa.
Really done well. You can see our lettuce is huge and we just cut it off and it keeps going.
Students here serve themselves these veggies at the cafeteria salad bar. Turk is a member of the Federal Food Corps program.
Being with Food Corps, it's kind of like a domestic Peace Corps, but it's unique in that there's public-private partnerships. So it's 20% funded by AmeriCorps and then 80% funded by private donors.
Her job is to support the school district's commitment to local foods. That such a job, or Food Corps itself, even exists speaks to the tenacity of local food advocates. Initially, they thought closer to home food supplies would prevent shortages in times of disaster and would bring healthy, fresh food to more people. That's according to historian Maureen Ogle.
Particularly through farmer to consumer marketplaces, the things we now called farmers market. And in the 1970s, they began agitating, not lobbying the USDA to get financial and official support.
She says savvy political activists used private funding to get their ideas off the ground. And once they had programs underway, the public started to catch on and Congress took notice. Available figures are somewhat hazy, but in the 1990s, local food sales nationwide were likely under $500 million. In 2008, that figure approached $5 billion.
The first 7 or 8 years of success in getting into the Farm Bill consisted of at least getting official recognition.
Today, USDA's Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food campaign oversees the department's myriad programs that support local food efforts. And this year, President Obama signed what could be called the most local food-friendly Farm Bill yet. It triples the funding from the previous farmers market program and expands it to include other local food promotion efforts.
We've received funding from USDA Rural Development, especially around our food aggregation piece, offering technical assistance to farmers.
That's Iowa State University Extension Agent Teresa Wimmerslog, who works closely with farmers and buyers. Like many other business owners, farmers need to market their products. They need research on the latest technology, and they have to build connections in the community to nurture a local market. One key, Wimmerslug says, is to combine public support for local food with private money. Her group has a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
So I think that's what's really great about the model that we have in Northeast Iowa is that we have enough partners around the table where we can strategically think about what's going to move the work ahead the best.
Because, of course, the goal is sustainable business practices for the farms, independent of grant funding. So innovation remains a constant. When USDA handed down new rules for school lunches requiring fruits and vegetables every day, Wimmerslog saw an opportunity.
How can we make sure that we have a value chain that starts with the production here and ends up feeding our kids at the schools where they spend all their time?
Working together, farmers and food service directors came up with menu items built around local offerings. In Decorah, about 20 miles from Waukon, fresh salsa from local tomatoes became a regular on fall menus. So did produce from school gardens. The greenhouse at Decorah High School is attached to one of the classrooms. In early spring, it's primarily herbs, such as parsley, growing inside. Senior Brianna Burke is one of the students who's grown food for school meals.
The school is trying to cut down on using salt to make the food healthier, and so then by putting more herbs in it, it definitely makes it taste better.
Growing some produce on site keeps prices low for schools, but increasingly the schools in this area are finding buying from local farms is affordable, and the growers are happy to meet the demand. Because as the concept of local food systems matures, the customer base no longer has to be an individual person or family. Whole communities and the many places where people shop and eat are getting on board. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.